Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Good. Yeah.
Have you ever been asked by a coach to stand up and be counted today? The coach knows your ability and he's asking you to show your true colours to a watching world. Here, as we continue to look at Colossians 1, the Apostle Paul is asking a similar question. Would the real Lord Jesus please stand up? Not because he has to prove himself, but because the real identity has been lost. This means everything to Paul, and he's trying to remind and convince these Christians to come back to the real Lord Jesus. Today is game day. How can a clearer understanding around the identity of the real Lord Jesus affect the way we approach and play today? You see, it's all about status. That is, the position that Jesus holds in relation to others. Look what Paul writes in verse 15, the firstborn over all creation. And then in verse 18, the firstborn from among the dead. As we said last week in verses 15 to 17, Paul is driving through the identity of Jesus in the first creation. And in verses 18 to 20, Paul is speaking about his identity in the new creation, his church and the people of God. You've seen the linking word he uses, firstborn. The word firstborn is a word packed with meaning and status. Similar to the term captain that we use in many team sports today, the captain has special duties to perform, but ultimately the word smacks of status. You see, the captain is the leader, so follow her. The captain is the key voice, so listen to his words. The captain is the representative, so follow her example. And similar, the word firstborn means the one who inherits everything because they're in charge. It does not mean that Jesus was the one who was born first, as though he was the first created being of the Creator. We find that this cannot be the case next week. He is not the first among equals either. No, his status is one of authority, of finality. It all belongs to him. He inherits the lot. He's the firstborn. Let's look at Jesus being the firstborn over all creation. For many in Colossae and the sports world today, the idea that all of creation was created by one God who gets to call it his by right would have been and is unfathomable. The whole of creation, says Paul, belongs to Jesus. Why? Because he is the one who created it. And more than that, he is the one who today continues to sustain it, to look after it. Stop for a moment to take that in. Today, when the whistle blows or the hooter sounds, that first breath you take and everyone after belongs to Jesus. He is the inheritor of all he has created. It's all his. Or the first pass that goes astray, or the mistimed tackle. That's his too. Why is it important to remember that everything that happens today all belongs to Jesus? Because as sports people, we're all tempted to dwell on a result-changing incident. We're in danger of letting that moment consume our thoughts as it eats away at our true identity in Jesus, as we looked at last week. No, leave that decision, that bad pass, that open goal. Stop thinking about it. Leave it with Jesus. He says it's his to take care of, and it doesn't change anything about how he views you. Let's look for a moment at firstborn from among the dead. Incredibly, Jesus can claim all those who come back from the dead, those who survive death. What does that mean? Well, Jesus is the first person who conquered death. He beat death and therefore holds out the keys of life to all who trust him. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Jesus claimed in John 11, verse 25. Death is painful and so sad. Those moving scenes at Sports Personality of the Year as we watch the montage of sports stars that have died over the last 12 months is hard to watch. But what hope we have in life and death? We have an answer to that deadly assassin, death. Because when the real Jesus stands up, he says, "She's mine. You can't have him. I've got her." What assurance and what confidence a Christian has to face the day. Jesus says, "It's all mine, even your death. And we do not know the hour that death will come knocking on our door. But we can be sure that if it's today, Jesus has it sorted. He's the firstborn from among the dead. It's conquered and defeated. I can trust him with that." So go and play. Enjoy Jesus, knowing that he's got you forever. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that Jesus is in charge of all things, my ability, my relationships, my sport, my life, and my death. Please help me to trust that Jesus has got me today and to the very end. Amen. Now take a few minutes to pray for your sports friends, for opportunities to speak to them about Jesus. And finally, pray for God to open a door for his message in your club or team amongst people you don't currently know.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.